Drivers may see several large military vehicles on the roads as Army reservists return to Chilliwack for an annual training exercise. The Canadian Army will be conducting its annual bridging and rafting exercise, known as Exercise Paladin Response, in the Coltis Lake area and OPSEEDND training area from December 26 to 31. The exercise allows soldiers to practice bridge and raft design, planning and construction. A primary role of the Royal Canadian Engineers, Combat Engineers, is to provide the Army with mobility support, which includes the physical construction of fixed and floating bridges, which would be used to cross water or land gaps during domestic operations such as earthquakes, fires and floods. But the skills learned can be applied abroad and in combat as well. Lieutenant Col. Stephen Pierce calls the exercise a crucial element of mobility support. "We will practice operating assault boats, assembling medium floating bridges, constructing medium girder bridges, and building prefabricated modular steel acro bridges," Pierce said. "Through mentorship and practice, this training will allow 39 Combat Engineer Regiment along with soldiers from Reserve Combat Engineer Regiments across Canada to better respond to humanitarian disasters or combat mobility requirements." The training at Coltis Lake will be focused around the Maple Bay boat launch and campground areas. There will be increased traffic of large military vehicles between the Colonel Roger St. John Armory at 5535 Korea Road and these training sites. This may lead to increased traffic congestion, particularly around the Vedder Bridge and along Columbia Valley Road to Maple Bay, Coltis Lake. Driving through these areas from December 26 to the 31st of May take longer than normal, and the Canadian Army is reminding the public that safety, especially when sharing the road with large military vehicles, is paramount.